The saxophone is sometimes found in classical music, heard in orchestral and solo settings. There are few classical works composed for saxophone quartet. Daydream, a CD by the Washington Saxophone Quartet, is mostly arrangements of classical music warhorses. Tom Manoff has a review.
Traditional thinking by classical music fans has always included strong judgments on what is and what is not legitimate musical expression. So more than a few brows may wrinkle about this CD, which includes Samuel Barber's famous Adagio for strings, played by saxophones. I have two responses to this transcription. The first is, why do it? The other is, why not? On the one hand, Barber's masterpiece is so perfectly written for strings, it's difficult to hear it another way. On the other hand, what's wrong with some first-rate musicians who happen to play sax having a go at one of classical music's most sacred works? Well, what do you think? If the sax version of Barber's Adagio makes some listeners uneasy, perhaps this transcription of Copland's Midsummer's Nocturne will fall on more sympathetic ears. Composed for piano in Copland's most populous style, it shows this ensemble's affinity for Americana. Here's sax sound at its best. Lyrical, somewhat edgy, a metallic mellow sound that bathes the ear with feeling. It's got that tint from American song, some borrowed hues from jazz. It works. The best track on this CD, a transcription of a tango by Astor Piazzolla, is another classical piece that draws on the sweet street energy of pop music's soul. Some of the transcriptions on this CD, Barber's Adagio, Victoria's O Magnum Mysterium, and Rachmaninoff's Vocalese, for example, seem to me a bit of a stretch. I've seen concerts, though, where such transcriptions work. Audiences bond with onstage personalities, and it's interesting to see musicians try out almost anything in performance. So I might get more of a kick from these classical warhorses in that setting, since I got half a kick from hearing them on this CD. But the sax sound works best on this recording when not constrained by the musical style, when allowed to be its soulful self.
Our reviewer is Tom Manoff. The CD is Daydream by the Washington Saxophone Quartet.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
The production staff includes Jeff Rogers, Lisa Harmon, Deantha Parker, Jasmine Huda, and Matt Martinez.
At the cultural desk, Sharon Ball, Tom Cole, Aileen Ellis, and Loretta Williams.
At the national desk, David Sweeney, Barbara Campbell, Steve Drummond, Ken Rudin, Andrea DeLeon, Athena Desai, Marisa Penalosa, and Marty Kersis.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.